paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Justin Beasley from News 4. And it's an incredible weekend in our city in terms of sports. A big Preds game tomorrow. But it's the dawn of a new era here in Nashville. MLS officially kicks off tomorrow against Atlanta United. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith. Gary, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Gary, this has been such a long process and a long time coming for you guys here in Nashville. You've gone through two USL seasons. How excited are you to finally get things kicked off this weekend for real for your fans on Saturday night?
Well, as you say, it's been in the making for a good while now. There's been a tremendous amount of work. It's gone on behind the scenes, both building the actual group on the field and, of course, you know, all of the work that goes into piecing together a brand new franchise. Everyone's absolutely pumped to have the kickoff time come around tomorrow and just see that stadium as almost filled to the brim with everyone, you know, so emotional about the first game of the new MLS season.
Gary, how encouraging is it to see, as you said, I mean, over 50,000 people are going to be there tomorrow for the game. What have you learned about the way this city has supported soccer, even in the USL, but now especially as you move into MLS?
The last 2 years, the supporters group and the type of fan base that we've had at First Tennessee Park was phenomenal. You know, it was a real wonderful connection, as I've said numerous times, between the supporters and the players. It created such a wonderful environment there for the group to play and to try and express themselves. Now, it's certainly going to be a different proposition with so many fans and such a big arena to play in. But the challenge has to be, you know, can we get a product on the field and a team that are going to play with the type of passion and energy that we've seen in the past? I believe so. The players have started to show all the signs of a group that I know the Nashvillians can get behind. And with such a big crowd, you know, our sole aim really at the weekend is to make sure we get off to a really good start and we can give this big group of fans you know, something really to cheer about.
Gary, how often, you know, athletes and coaches steadily visualize, you know, success and what they're going to do on the field. How often have you thought of tomorrow in the 2 years that you've been here in Nashville as far as what the day is going to be like and what it's going to mean for this franchise? Because it's not only history for this franchise, it's history for this sports in Nashville.
Listen, there's an awful lot of time spent you know, wondering how the game's going to go and certainly through pre-season trying to work out what the team's going to be and what we'll look like. And, you know, and they're the small pieces that just run around for, you know, any given match day. But as far as the historical value of the day tomorrow, I think it's difficult, certainly for me personally, to really appreciate fully what this is all about. You know, this is a historical day, and this franchise will be here a lot longer after me now. That there'll be games, results, there'll be excitement, and there'll be sadness in those same results. There'll be things that go on in games that build and grow, and over the course of decades now, it'll be written down in the history book. So it is a fabulous day. I'm very, very proud to be part of it. And as I've said, I'd just like to make sure that we get off to a good start, and everyone can write that in the history books as being a very positive and exciting day.
The fans are going to enjoy it. You know, everyone surrounding it is going to enjoy it. But I imagine you have tunnel vision and your players as well to go out and get a good start and get a win. Is there a way pregame, postgame, sometime during tomorrow that you're going to encourage maybe your players and even find a time yourself to smell the roses and enjoy that day that you just mentioned?
Well, I think that's a good point. You know, it's always difficult. I certainly have found it tough in the past to, you know, to just look around and appreciate the surroundings and appreciate exactly the position you're in. I would imagine the players, likewise, if they're in that 18-man squad, getting ready for big day, tough opponent, you know, tough test. I think that's always, it's always a tough one to take yourself out of that and just sort of elevate yourself above it and say, you know, enjoy it. And make sure you get the most out of this. You know, with a little bit more experience now, I'd like to think I can. The likelihood is I won't. But if we get a good result, for sure, I'll watch the game again, and I'll certainly view it in a very, very different way, knowing the result and being able to savour it a little bit more after the event.
Nashville SC coach Gary Smith on the line with us. Gary, what did you learn about your group in the preseason? And if I were to ask you what you want the identity of this club to be, what would your answer be?
Well, I think the first thing that I learned about the group is that, you know, we spend an awful lot of time trying to investigate these individuals, the personalities of the players, not just the quality of the players. And I think we've found already that this is a very determined and spirited group. Have come together very well, very quickly. The personalities have gelled well, and the work on the field is predominantly the work that needs, you know, focusing on now, rather than, you know, bringing those players together as people. And that's as big a challenge in some places. You know, as far as sorry, I forgot the second half of the question.
Just the identity you want your team to play with.
Yeah, sorry. It's early and my brain's still a little
that's
bit
okay. It's early for all of us.
I know you guys get up a little bit earlier than this, but as far as the identity of the group, I firmly believe, having been in the city for 2-3 years now, you know, the fans want to see a positive and proactive team. A side that's going to be exciting to watch, but also be very competitive. You know, we've been a winning team, and I certainly want to try and stay on that track. It will be probably the toughest task I've had to keep a team on that track, given our first year and the challenge in front of us. But I think if this group can be as determined and as spirited as I've seen them, show the type of balance that we've already seen in pre-season, and make sure that the full focus is on, you know, really showing energy and positivity in pretty much all facets of our game, I don't think we'll go far wrong. I said at the start of 17, when I walked into the city, I wanted to make the fans proud to come and watch the team play, and I'll make the same statement. You know, I've always wanted to put teams on the field that make the fans proud, and I think we're on the right track at the moment.
Gary Smith, Nashville SC head coach, joins us here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, an inaugural game tomorrow for the MLS team against Atlanta. Gary, there's so many signs here that says Nashville's going to work. Soccer is going to work here in Nashville. What have you seen to make you think it's here to stay, and I can't wait to see, you know, it fully rise up to its full potential?
Well, I think as you look across the spectrum of big games and big moments that have already occurred for soccer in the city, you know, we can go back as far as Gold Cup and I think the ICC, where there were, you know, records set for fans watching the national side and two Premier League teams. If you see how the city got behind the USL side, of course, a level below where we are at the moment, And now you see the type of support and the excitement and the passion that's wrapped around the very first game in MLS. You've got a graph and a line that's taken us a particular trajectory here. And I would expect that, again, if we as a team can show the type of passion that the fans are showing to come and watch the game, I think that connection will occur, you know, organically. And if it does, then I think you'll see, you know, that excitement and that graph line grow. And I can't even imagine where, you know, in the end we'll end up. But as you say, there's a wonderful feel around the city. And I think everyone's looking forward to being part of MLS tomorrow.
Gary, last thing for you here. You guys have had a huge acquisition a couple weeks ago in Walker Zimmerman. What do you expect him to bring to your group as you begin play tomorrow?
Well, we've already found that, you know, Walker's a leadership and a leader individual. He's a very strong and determined character. He comes with a great pedigree. Not only has he achieved in the regular season at LAFC, but of course a regular player for his national team. He's settled in incredibly well in a short period of time with the group. And I think there are, you know, a number of players already that lean on Walker as part of that pillar in the back line. And, you know, as I look forward, you see Walker and, Daniel Lovitz, who has also represented his country, and Randall Liao and Hani Mukhtar. These guys are going to be around for a good period of time, I hope, for the team. And it bodes well. You know, we're going to see some growing pains in the early stages, I'm sure. But if we can keep the majority of the group around and working towards the future, it's something for the fans to connect with and obviously the team to grow with. And, you know, that's certainly a nice vision as we kick off tomorrow.
Nashville SC Coach Gary Smith has been our guest. Gary, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow and the rest of this season.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Going to be so much fun to watch that kickoff tomorrow, MLS in Nashville, Nashville SC against Atlanta United. We'll get into that a little bit more next. Can that become Atlanta and Nashville a big-time rivalry in the MLS? Can that be something that Nashville SC can build on as they establish their footprint here in Nashville? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Justin Beasley here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.